Friday, August 19, Dan Mangan, two-time Juno Award winner Dan Mangan, plays his indie rock folk tunes at Town Center Park, 1299 Pine Tree Way, Coquitlam, to launch the City of Coquitlam's annual Kaleidoscope Arts Festival that takes place this weekend. His performance on the TD Community Plaza stage is at 7:30 p.m. The blues funk band Carmana opens the show at 6 p.m. The event from 6 to 9 p.m. is free. And food trucks will be on site. More. Coquitlam.ca/Kaleidoscope Celtic Music Millardville native Michael Veens joins fiddler, and Playstay Arts instructor, Rosie Carver for a musical performance as the Blackthorn Blossoms in Coquitlam. The Music in the Square show at Heritage Square, 1116 Brunette Avenue, next to Playstay Arts, starts at 7 p.m. Bring a lawn chair to enjoy 1 hour of free music. More. CoquitlamHeritage.ca Saturday, August 20, Back to School. Get the kiddos ready for the next school year at a Back to School Blast hosted by City Reach Care Society, 1932 Cameron Avenue, Port Coquitlam. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., families with school-aged children enjoy a free barbecue lunch, hop on the bouncy castles, peel off some cotton candy and grab a free haircut, for kids only. More. CityReach.org/Back to School Kaleidoscope 2.0 Head to Blue Mountain Park, 975 King Albert Avenue, Coquitlam, for the second day of the city's Kaleidoscope Arts Festival. From noon to 4 p.m., see the high-flying dancers with Ariosa, hear Yvonne Cushé, a Ugandan-Canadian singer-songwriter, take a plant walk with Tewitatanat Siswis, an educator, artist and indigenous ethnobotanist, and make a craft. And, at Heritage Square, 1116 Brunette Avenue, Coquitlam, you can also tour the exhibits in the Fraser Mills train station and the 1970s CP Rail caboose, an exhibit by the Coquitlam Heritage Society. More. Coquitlam.ca/Kaleidoscope Sports Spotlight. Looking for a new sport for the new academic year? You can try one out at the City of Coquitlam's annual sports fair, happening from 1 to 3 p.m. in the Northfield No. 6 at Town Center Park, 1299 Pine Tree Way. A total of 21 groups will be on site to promote their individual sports and talk about their organizations, including the Adanax Field Lacrosse, Coquitlam Minor Hockey Association and TORCA, Tri-Cities Off-Road Cycling Association. Enjoy a free slushie at the event. More. Coquitlam.ca Car Cruise set up a place along the Port Coquitlam Car Show cruise route to see the parade of vehicles taking part in Sunday's annual car show in downtown Poco. The procession of about 175 classic and vintage vehicles starts at 6 p.m. More. PocoCarShow.ca/cruise Sunday, August 21. Coquitlam Market. Bonehead's Kitchen, Dell's Gourmet and Haynes Healing Bracelet are among the vendors at this week's Coquitlam Farmers Market, which runs in the parking lot at Dogwood Pavilion, 1655 Winslow Avenue, Coquitlam, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And don't forget to bring a shopping bag or two to load up on groceries and handmade wares. More. MakeBakeGrow.com Car Show. Hundreds of classic, vintage and muscle cars will be parked in downtown Port Coquitlam for the 16th annual car show, presented by Metro Ford Motors and the Business Improvement Association. The display is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and includes kids' games, as well as food and beverages. Previous events have seen more than 20,000 visitors to the core. More. PocoCarShow.ca Kaleidoscope 3.0. It's the third, and final, day of the City of Coquitlam's Kaleidoscope Arts Festival. Today, it's Take Victoria Park, 3435 Victoria Drive, from noon to 4 p.m. with cultural storytelling, between noon and 2 p.m. by Kung Jati, who has indigenous heritage, and musical performances, between 2 and 4 p.m., by Anna Bon Bon and Sean Bullshields. Food trucks will be on site. The fest is sponsored by TD Bank, BD, Woodbridge Homes and Coquitlam Center. More. Coquitlam.ca/Kaleidoscope Pottery Demo. You can see pottery being hand-built at the City Center branch of the Coquitlam Public Library, 1169 Pine Tree Way, as part of a demonstration from 2 to 3. 3 p.m. The artist will show you how to make a clay pot, and will answer questions at the end of the session. The drop-in event is free, no registration is required. More. CokeLibrary.ca